So since we started producing videos, we've gotten a lot of feedback from people who watch it. We've had people message us telling us how much we've inspired them or motivated them. Some people have even messaged us and told us that we've helped renew their walk with God. It's been an incredible thing to be a part of and an incredible thing to hear. But what we're about to share with you now is truly where our heart is and what we feel is the most important video that we've ever made and probably that we ever will make. And that's this. The point of everything that we do, the point of every video that we have ever put out there, is with one goal in mind, and that's to lead you to a relationship with Jesus Christ. You see, every day, whether we like it or not, guys, there's thousands of people going out into eternity, and many of them don't know Christ. It bothers me to think about that. It bothers me enough that we put our time, our money, our resources, our energy, everything that we can to make these as good as possible with the hopes that this will at least reach one person. You know, if you followed our page for any amount of time at all, you know that we've never asked for a dime from anybody. And quite honestly, we don't want your money. We really don't want anything from you. The likes, the shares, the comments, the followings on Facebook or YouTube, they're great and we love it and we appreciate you guys for it. But at the end of the day, that's never been our purpose. The very first video that we ever made, we said if only one person came to know Christ as a result of it, then it was a success. For us, that's what it's all about, guys, you knowing Jesus. And look, I know many of you all are probably thinking, but Ben, I'm a good person. Listen, I don't doubt that you are. In fact, some of you all probably live better lives than myself. But at the end of the day, God's bar is set at perfection, which for you and me is unattainable. We can't make ourselves good enough to come to God, but at the same time, there's not a point low enough that He won't reach out to us. You see, the Bible says that we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And what that means for you and for me is that we've blown it. We're all in the same boat together. We need a Savior in the form of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Him. At the end of the day, guys, Islam won't save you. Being more enlightened won't do anything for you. Even knowing God just by Himself isn't enough. You have to know Jesus. And if that's controversial, if I get made fun of for saying that, at the end of the day, I don't really care because I want you to have the opportunity to know Him. And some people ask, well, how could a loving God send people to hell? And the truth is, God doesn't send anybody to hell. We send ourselves to hell by our own sin, our own arrogance, our own pride, our own wisdom, which is foolishness in the sight of God. The truth is, guys, God has done everything He possibly can to save you, including sending Jesus to die a brutal death when He was innocent. The only thing that God has not done is force you to believe in Him, but He won't do that. That has to be your choice. The Bible says in Romans, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. It couldn't be easier. Jesus has done everything possible. He's gone through the hardest things imaginable to make it as simple as possible for you to come to God. Wherever you are, listen, if you're at your house, if you're in your office, if you're watching this on your phone, go somewhere quiet, shut the door, excuse yourself for a moment from the room. I want to pray with you. I want you to know Jesus. This is so important. If you'll just take a moment, I want to pray with you right now. Father, I come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, I recognize that I'm a sinner and that I am lost without you. Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you that you went through everything that you did just so that I could have a relationship with God. Father, I ask that you forgive me for my sins, that you make me a new person, Lord, and one that follows after you. I give my life to you, God. I only follow Jesus. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, if you just prayed that prayer for the first time and you dedicated your life to God, let me be the first to tell you, I am so happy for you. Beyond words, this is what it is all about for us. This is why we do this, so that you can know God. You know, I've said this before, but coming to God was never meant to just be a get out of hell free card. It's meant to allow you to know the love of the Heavenly Father. If you'd made that decision just now, will you message us and just let us know? We want to share more with you about how you can come to know more about Christ and the relationship that you've just entered. Thank you so much, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, whether you're driving a pencil or driving a Mercedes, stop with what you're doing, stop with what you're saying, sit down and stop with what you're playing, because we're here tonight. We're here tonight to get wired. We're here tonight to get inspired, and we're here to just have some fun and, you know, celebrate a beautiful thing called Christmas, ladies and gentlemen, because you know what? We got a beautiful thing called the ultimate gift, which is the birth of Jesus Christ. And you know what? It would be a shame. It would be a crime, and it would be sacrilege for us not to bring it up. So, like, we're going to talk about it tonight. We're going to talk about Christmas. We're going to talk about my godmother, Susan, who just recently passed away. And you know what? On this journey tonight, we're going to have my fellow brother from another mother, and that's the hashtag Scandinavian God, teaming up with the stuttering stud muffin, and that is Mr. John Wanglin. And brother, how are you doing tonight?
Man, I'm doing good, Chris. It's always great to be here. Great, doing wonderful. My son just got home. Life is great. We had a 4-foot snowstorm. We got 4 feet of snow nearly, literally like 13 hours. It was insane, but it's all good, man. Life is good. We're plowed out now. Everything's gravy. Happy to be here. How are you doing, buddy?
I am doing lukewarm, man. Fair to middle. Because you know what? Like, the thing is that that a couple days ago, I just recently found out that, like, my godmother, Susan, this woman, she has literally been there for me since I was a baby, since the day that I was born. This woman was like my second mother, and she changed my diapers basically too. And she just recently passed away due to complications from COVID-19. And it sucks, because last month, like, my grandmother passed away because of complications due to COVID. Then, like, Susan passed away. And, like, the thing is that something that I've learned is with being a Christian is that, okay, now, spiritually speaking, God does not want you to mourn. God wants you to celebrate. God wants you to celebrate the fact that his children, they're moving on to a bigger, better place, because Jesus, he conquered death so we did not have to fear it, so we can live forever through him. So right now, currently battling the spiritual side, like, with saying, hey, man, celebrate, and then, like, the human side of me that's being selfish, saying, you know what, she's better off here, you know, you're fine for missing her because she should be here right now. And you know what, it sucks, because with, like, the holiday season, like with Christmas, I mean, family, that's the number one thing that people need to focus on, with the exception of the birth of Jesus. And she was a big part of my family. And John, like, for you, I mean, you've told stories when it comes to, you know, like, the passing of, like, your sister, how important and how big of an influence she was to you. And quick question for you, were you ever at that point where you were spiritually struggling, like, between, like, the spirit and, like, the human side of you, where God wanted you to celebrate, but, like, the human side of you, like, was just in shambles?
Yeah, absolutely. It still to this day does for me. It'll be 9 years in January this year that she's passed. I still struggle with that. You know, when you deal with loss, everybody deals with loss and grieving differently. But I really do struggle with that, with people who are very special and important to me, her being one of them, definitely. You know, and I wonder, she passed away at such a young age. She was only 31 years old when she passed away. So, you know, for me as a person, I just sit over there, and somebody that loves her, I just sit over there and I say, man, 31 years old is way too young on the, you know, to leave. Why would you do that, God? Why would you take her away so early? And I struggled with that for many, many years, where I got really angry and resentful of that, especially with her. And then 6 months later, my grandfather passed away. Shortly after that, my grandmother passed away. So it was like this domino effect of people that passed away in a year and a half time frame. And I would always wonder, especially with her, I was like, I get it that you're paying the ultimate sacrifice. You're going to be with God. Life is great. But for me, I struggle with that still. And I wonder, at that point for me, still to this day, I wonder, why would you take somebody at such a young age that had a full life to live? But nobody gets out of life unscathed. And I try to understand it from all perspectives. But it is a big struggle for me too, to that spiritual side of it, because I do understand it. And I do see what you were talking about celebrating, and that you're getting to go to the greatest place in the world, to go be with God. But then selfishly, we all sit here and don't want to lose anybody. Nobody wants to feel pain and hurt like that. And especially when you love somebody and you care about them, and especially even more so when they're younger. So I struggle with that a lot. It's a tough thing for me. And I'm sure a lot of other people feel the same way as me and you do.
Oh yeah, man. And like the thing is that to all of the listeners out there, we just want to like to let you know that you are not alone. That if you're struggling like with something or someone, whether it's, you know, losing someone that's close to you, or whether like you're struggling with things like with drug abuse or whatever, we are here for you. Like, you can contact us and like we will listen, because you know what? Yes, we do this to entertain people, but at the same time though, like the biggest purpose for us is to get a message out there to let people know that you have barely scratched the surface with the potential within your life that God has given you. And we want you to realize that you're not alone, that you have people to go to, and that if you need someone to talk to, me and John, we're here for you. You can contact us via Twitter. You can contact me at IAMCHM911. And you can contact John at...
If you want to email me, you can email me. It is wwrpodcast.com@gmail.com.
There you go. And we will listen to you because you know what? Like the way that we see it is that whether we like you, whether we don't, we are all called to serve. And like we are all one big family, because we might have those crazy brothers, those crazy sisters, those crazy uncles, those crazy aunts. We might have those crazy brothers that send emails like with their podcast logo on it and try to remain anonymous, but it's okay. We realize that you're going through something within your life to where you have to lash out because you can't cope with what God has put in front of you. And guess what? We're here for everybody. Whether you love us, whether you hate us, we are here to serve. And with that said, Susan, she was only 63 years old. And it's just crazy, man. She was young. And this is the thing, is that literally back in June, with like my whole housing situation, because like my former landlord, long story short, because you guys have heard this before, we were staying at a place to where we had our rent prorated based off of repairs done. And we would give her like the receipt monthly on things that would get fixed. We fixed up the house, and basically she went to court and said that we were late on rent and we didn't pay the full amount. So she kicked us out just so she can move somebody else in and just so she could sell the property. During that time, Susan, she came in contact with me, and we just sunk all this money in to like the place that we were at. And we had just enough money for like the next month rent, but we did not have money for a down payment. We didn't have money for a deposit, nothing. And Susan, one of the last times that I ever saw her, she helped me and my family with that. She helped put a roof over our head, because that was one of the prime examples of what a wonderful woman she was. And no questions asked, she helped. And like, which as a matter of fact, it's the very house that we stay in now. So Susan, God, I miss you. God, I love you. But I know that you are with your daughter. You're with my parents, and you are in a better place. And just one more time, I thank you so much for your help before you left, because my kids will forever benefit from this. My wife will forever benefit, and so will I. And Susan Winrich, I love you. Rest in peace. You were such a wonderful, amazing influence on my brother, on me, on Kayla, like your daughter, your son, Michael, your husband, Jack, and just so many memories. You were one of the people that you helped teach me to ride a bike. I mean, you helped teach me to swim. I mean, just so many things that this woman did for me that I will forever be grateful for. But the beautiful part about it is that thanks to Jesus, and thanks to this holiday that's coming up, this led to the ultimate act from Jesus that led to us being able to not say goodbye, but say, see you later. So that's where like the battle of the spirit and the battle of the flesh that comes into play. So like right now, I'm constantly having to remind myself she's in a better place, that she's better off where she's at. And this goes into the discussion of COVID. And I know you guys are so sick and tired of COVID, like you're thinking, Jesus Christ, COVID, 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 COVID. But Susan died from it. My grandmother died from it, and literally 3,000 people per day, they are dying from it. So please, for the people out there that don't want to take this seriously, me and John, we personally know people that have been greatly affected by this virus. Please don't take this as a joke. Wash your hands, social distance, wear your masks, and that will make a massive difference. Because, and if you refuse to take like the vaccination, then like the least you could do is wear a damn mask. Because literally, by you not taking those precautions, you could potentially give it to somebody like my grandmother, like Susan, and literally kill them without even realizing it. So please, for the love of God, be considerate and think. So, John, what's your take on that? Like the whole thing, like with COVID and people not taking it seriously.
Yeah, I think it's irresponsible to others out there because I might have a better immune system than somebody else does. I might not be as susceptible to certain things as others are. I might be in better health than somebody else. You know, and it works that way for all around the world, no matter where you're at. There's always going to be people that are in better spots physically or health wise than others. If you don't care about yourself and you don't want to take those precautions and stuff, that's your business. You know, if you don't believe in it, whatever, but just have respect for other people that do. And I don't understand how people can't understand the fact that hundreds of thousands of people have died now from this in this country, just where we live and all across the world. Hundreds of thousands of people have died from this. So obviously it's a fucking problem. Excuse my language, but it's like, to be on this situation, it's a fucking problem. And I get everybody's debate on it. Everybody's going to see it their own way. I get that, but have respect for other people because other people don't have the same immune systems that you might. They're not in the same health as you. I mean, we're not having any type of family Christmas like here, like with my family, like with my parents and my brothers and sisters and my cousins and all that stuff, because people in my family have had health issues and it's just not the right way to do. Who knows who could have it? My brother had it about a month ago. Who knows who might have it? Other people aren't maybe as liberal in thinking about certain things with COVID as I am. I'm pretty easygoing. Okay. I social distance. I wash my hands. I make sure I'm clean and have good hygiene on those things. I wear my mask out, but I understand both sides of it and where it goes, but I do it because I'm going to take the precautions for myself, but I'm also going to do it because I have a wife and a child in my home. I have other people that I'm around all the time. I have clients that I work with who have medical conditions. My dad's in his 70s. My cousin has some health issues. My niece has some health issues. I'm doing it for other people. So if I'm around it, if I could potentially have it, I'm not going to give it to them because I couldn't live with myself knowing if I was being irresponsible of that. So I say to people, think what you want, believe what you want, but have decency and respect for other people because not everybody might feel the same way that you do. And let's just have some damn decency. If you want to get the vaccination, great. If you don't want to get it and it's not forced to get it, that's your right to not do as well. But let's just be responsible. Let's be responsible and let's think about other people too. And we'll get this under control and we'll be able to move about our lives this next year, hopefully. But if you're going to be selfish and you're not going to do the things you need to do to stop the spread of this, and if you're going to continue being selfish, it's never going to end. It's going to get worse even more than before it gets better. More people are going to die and get sick, and it's going to keep spreading if you don't have any decency. So that's my thoughts on it, Chris.
Oh, brother, like you are 100% on the money with that. And like for me, because I'm, with the exception of being like a nurse, being like a doctor, places like Walmart, where I work at, you see people from all walks of life. And this is the thing that drives me bonkers. You got people that go in there, shop for 30 minutes, and yet they bitch, they moan, they complain that they have to wear a mask. But yet you have people like myself that have to wear it 40 hours a week. Now, do you think that I really want to wear it? Hell no, I don't. But I have to go home to a wife, a daughter, and a son that I could potentially transmit it to. And both of my kids were born premature, so they have somewhat compromised immune systems. So that means for me, what I do is work doubly hard to make sure that I'm taking the proper steps to make sure that they're safe. By the grace of God, Walmart, they've been fantastic with taking care of me. They test me once a month. And like literally so far, these have all been negative tests. So like, I'm very, very grateful for that. And they are one of the few companies that's being super proactive when it comes to their workers. Now, the whole thing, like with them being too scared to be sued because of the mess from the customers, that's bullshit, but it is what it is. I'm grateful for how they treat me, but at the same time, though, they could be stricter on the customers. But anyway, so we could have like a long, drawn out discussion with that. But there's two things that we can focus on that's positive, okay? The first thing is that breaking news, the Congress, the House, and the Senate, they have all agreed all on a COVID relief package, stimulus package for the American people. It's going to be $600 per person and plus the additional relief for people that are not working right now. So that's pretty much an early Christmas gift for people. So before like we move on to like the main topic, like the Christmas, John, what's your take on the whole thing, like with the COVID package finally going through?
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad for the American public that it finally is going through. People are drowning out there financially and not everybody has been able to work or they took substantial pay cuts. Unemployment doesn't cover for a lot of people what they might be losing. People have had a tough year, not just because of COVID, but the implications of it and the financial implications on people. So with that said, this should have been done months ago. I get the deficit. It puts things, you know, in for the country. It puts them in another trillion in debt. If you have things written incorrectly and done properly, there should be ways to be able to repay that back in a period of time that they can do. So I get it that it's a strain on the economy a little bit potentially by taking $1 trillion and dishing it out. But in the same aspect, as this is, should have been done months ago for people. People are drowning financially right now. Businesses are closing, big and large businesses. You know, it's not just the little guys. The big companies are having the same thing happen to them. It sucks to see. It's terrible. I'm grateful to get anything, just how everything's gone this year. So it's nice to be able to get compensated something because a lot of people have been affected financially this year from it. And I'm definitely one of them. So I've been affected. Right. Luckily enough, I've been able to keep my job, but there's things that we couldn't afford to do this year for program for my job. We weren't able to get raises, stuff like that. It just couldn't go through this year because of all the implications from COVID-19 and our grants and our funds and all that stuff. And it sucks. So I've definitely been affected. So I'm grateful to get something and I'm not going to complain about getting anything, but then people are complaining about the amount now. So it's like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't for anybody, if they get it done, no matter what, just be happy we're getting something. And that's just my opinion. Be happy we're getting something for everybody out there. Maybe it's not enough. Is it a little bit of a low number? Sure. But come on, let's just be grateful we're getting something. It's the time of year where you should be grateful for things. If you're struggling financially, this little bit might help out a lot. So be grateful for what we get. And let's hope that it continues to get better for people. If they can stimulate the economy and help people out even more, let's keep fighting for the people that need the most help right now.
Oh, yes, man. Most definitely. And you were 100% on the ball, like with your view. And just to let people know, okay, think about it from this perspective, too. You got like the COVID relief and next month you're going to start to get like your W-2s and you could start filing taxes. So that right there, you could potentially have a double whammy of you could get COVID and then get the, like the COVID payments, and then you can get your like your taxes back, which I hope and pray that both of those happen very quickly and that it benefits people greatly. Because I know for me that like with me working at Wally World, we are one of the very few companies that were not affected really whatsoever. Like we benefited from it greatly financially. Like we are setting record numbers this year. And like for me, I'm one of the few people that can honestly say that I have not lost one work hour because of COVID. So by the grace of God, he's watching out for me and for my family. So thank you, God, for that. Speaking of God, the reason for the season is not brand new iPhones. It's not brand new Xboxes or PS5s, which I hope my son hears this, by the way. It's about the ultimate gift, the gift that God gave us over 3,000 years ago. That being the birth of Jesus Christ. That's the second most important event in the history of humanity. And for the people out there that are wrapped up in like the commercialized world and keeping up with the Joneses, and you know, like you got to have the brand new shoes, the brand new phone, like the brand new car, please recognize that what the world has to offer, you can't bring with you past death. But what Jesus has to offer, you can bring with you forever. And because we did such a poor job with managing the world and listening to God, God loved us so much that he sent Jesus down here to straighten things out so he could fix that burnt bridge that we created. He was that bridge that we could cross to get to God. For me personally, the older that I get, the more Christmas becomes meaningful to me, and the more that I get disgusted, like with the commercialism behind it, because of the way like the world treats it. Like for me, I simply just want to treat the day as a family day that focuses on the ultimate gift, which is Jesus. And I hope and pray, whoever you're with, that you guys are safe, happy, full of joy, your stomachs are full, and that you have your needs met. Because me and John, we can attest to this, even through bad times, that God will always meet your needs as long as you have a faithful heart. Just, which I can go on and on, but like for Christmas, like for me, just from the birth of Jesus to like the stockings to like the hot cocoa to just so many different things and family, it has a special place within my heart. And John, you might think I'm nuts, but I would trade places with you right now with the snow, because my kids, they have always wanted snow for Christmas. So like my friend, like when it comes like the Christmas, where does it place like within your heart? What does it mean to you?
Christmas is my favorite time of the year. I love it. I love the holiday music. I love the Christmas trees. I love the smells, the sights, the sounds. I love the real importance of it, like you said, when we look at the religious and the spiritual aspect of it. And it's the most important lessons that we should learn from this time of year. It's like you mentioned with materials and, you know, materialistic things and items and stuff. We've all been guilty at some point in our lives of maybe being materialistic or trying to kind of keep up with the Kardashians or, you know, however you want to put it, you know, trying to live that lavish lifestyle. Maybe people have never been afforded that, but we've all would probably want it, or maybe at some point done things like that where material goods meant something to us. But to me, they're not important, and it's hasn't been in my life in a long, long time. I'm very content with where I'm at. I think it's my favorite holiday because it's a time of year where we can celebrate birth of the most important thing in the world, like you said, the greatest birth ever. We're able to spend time with those we love and those who we enjoy being around, because God wanted to celebrate family. He wanted to give love to others. He wanted to show people his infinite love. And looking at from the religious aspect of it, he did over and over again. And he made sacrifices for all of us. It's the gift of life that was given on Christmas Day that shaped our whole society for us that are Christians and spiritual people that believe in those things. So for me, it's just a great time to remember and see things and to see what's important. And that way I don't get wrapped up in those materialistic things and just that bullshit aspect of that holiday. Do I like to go out and buy presents for my kids or people I love? Sure, definitely. But it's not the important thing to me. Like if I didn't have the money and I couldn't afford to go do it, I'd find another way to make it special for me and my family and those around us. I don't have the everything to give everybody. I'm not the richest guy in the world. But what I can do is be the best person I can be grateful for what I have, which I am, and try to show some love to those around me and maybe those that might need some love. Do I fall short of it sometimes? Absolutely. Do we all fall short of it sometimes? Absolutely. But Christmas is a great time to remember that. Just so important to for so many reasons this time of year that people never see the real importance of it. They just think it's that bullshit, materialistic. I got to have the biggest things and the most presents and the most pretty Christmas tree and all that stuff. And that's all crap. Mm-hmm. That's not what it's about, folks.
Yep. And you are 100% right, my friend. And I just want to like to let people know, because Jesus, he was the ultimate servant. First and foremost, the Son of God, God in the flesh, God in human form. He was born in a barn. He was born in a manger. You talk about stripping away materialism and riches and all that stuff. The prince of the world, Jesus Christ, he was just bare bones, stripped away materialism, just so we can focus on what's important. And I just want to let people know, just as Jesus was sent to save us, and just as Jesus would wash the feet of his disciples to say thank you, let's, this holiday season, with the days we have left, how even going into the next year, because I know 2020, it's brought the worst and the best out of people. Hopefully the best more than anything. Let's focus on washing people's feet, serving them, looking past their shortcomings, and seeing truly what God has for them within their lives. Because you know what? Maybe with certain people, they're not able to fulfill their potential within their life that God has for them because they're angry, because somebody hasn't stuck their hand out or tell them that they're loved. You could be that person this holiday season going into this new year to tell that person, you're beautifully and wonderfully made. God loves you. Let's do this together. Let me wash your feet. Let me show you what it's like to be served. Let me show you what it's like to be loved. That way you can pass it on. And let's make it contagious. Let's make this more contagious than COVID, ladies and gentlemen, because literally a ripple effect, it starts with one stone being thrown into the ocean, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And we could potentially do that this holiday season, this Christmas. So please, yes, I get it. You're going to be excited, like with your new iPhones, your new Jordans, your new tablets. But you know what? Why don't you consider focusing on the ones that are literally sleeping in tents in the woods, the ones that are having to sleep in shelters, the ones that are having to sleep under bridges just to get something to cover them from being rained on. Pray for them and think to yourself, you know what? Maybe next time that I have like a few extra bucks, or like the next time that I see them, that I won't look at them in disgust, but I will stop, start a conversation, and hopefully lead them to greater things. God doesn't give you those blessings just to be selfish with them. God gives you your blessings so you can set the example for others to follow so they can get the same. And you're meant to share them so you can help others. That's why God gives those to you. And believe me, just as quickly as God gives them to you, God will take them away if he recognizes that you're not using them correctly. So for this holiday season, for Christmas, for Kwanzaa, for Hanukkah, let's come together. If you're a non-believer, regardless, one thing we can agree on is being decent towards each other. So let's love each other. Let's be decent towards each other, and let's serve each other. And I'm a firm believer that could be the step in the right direction to making this world better, person by person. And this could start a ripple effect that could be more contagious than COVID. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's just focus on that. And before like we move on to our last topic for the night, John, do you have any comments like with what I just said?
I think it's important to understand that everybody might be going through something that you don't know out there. So when we act cruel to one another and awful to one another, you never know what somebody else might be going through. And especially at the holiday season, not everybody has somebody in their life that they can go home to. Not everybody has something in life that gives them the meaning that it might for me and you, whether it be a person, a place, or a thing. Some people are in really rough times and they're going through rough things. And once again, we've all been guilty of this at some point. Maybe some of us more than others. Maybe not doing the right thing by others. And that's a part of life, and you got to learn and you got to grow. But I've seen the nastiest part of society throughout 2020, between COVID, between the elections, just a million and one different circumstances, the nastiness of people out there and how awful some things are in this world right now. Yeah. And it really sucks to see it. And it really breaks my heart to see that life is going in this direction. But I also firmly believe that we can flip it around and we can turn it around, and we all can start improving ourselves and start living the life that God intended us to live. And that's the most important thing, is that we can make changes in our life if we choose to make those changes. And in the same aspect, if we keep making the same mistakes, we also have to realize that what goes around comes around. And when you act a certain way, it might just come up to bite you in the ass 100 times harder in the very near future. So that's an important lesson for people to listen to, I think, at this moment. If you're listening right now, you're thinking what I'm saying is bullshit, I can assure you it's not. What goes around comes around.
Both of us.
Yep. What goes around comes around. When you mess with people, when you mess with people's lives, when you consistently sit over there and seek out to be a bad person, I assure you, what goes around comes around. And you will get what you did to somebody else 100 times worse, probably. That sucks. Yep.
That's
folks,
true.
You got, everybody has the ability to change and make changes. We all need to make changes at some point. I don't want to be on the other side of bad karma, Chris. And I don't want to be on the bad side of God by not doing the right thing all the time and consistently not doing what I'm supposed to do. So if you're out there and you're doing those things that we were just talking about, it's never too late to change. It's never too late to turn that around. It's never too late to just stop. But if you don't want to and you don't choose that you want to, it's not always going to be the best thing for us. So let's take 2020 now that we're ending this year, and let's roll into 2021. And if we've been doing those things, or we haven't been the best person, or we've been messing up in life and making mistakes, let's go out and start working on them. We can all change if we want to. That's what's going to make the world a better place, Chris.
Brother, amen. And you are 100% right on that. And like for me, you, and most believers, we have the ability to see things through like the lens of God. And what I mean by that is that we have the ability to read people and see. Normally, whenever they're behaving like within a certain destructive manner that's harmful towards others, that's normally because they're crying out for help because they're hurting themselves. And I just want to say to those people out there that I hope and pray that 2021, you can see things for what they are and see that you don't have to act certain ways, and see that God loves you. And he's got his hand sticking out right now. He's willing to meet you more than halfway and turn your life around. Because if people behave within a certain manner and they have hate within their heart, then God is nowhere near them. But the same could be said for people that stand by and watch things happen, yet do nothing about it. They're just as guilty. So, ladies and gentlemen, just please be willing to step up, step out, let your voice be heard. If you see something wrong, speak up. Don't just be a part of the crowd because you're scared to be judged. Be true to who you are. Be true to who God made you. And you weren't made to be a sheep. You were made to be your own individual. And guess what? Sometimes you're going to become an outcast. That's just the way it is. But you're gonna have people respect you a hell of a lot more. People of true character and true decency will respect you more. And that's what matters the most. Because some people, they're lost souls. Literally, you've got to pray for them. And you got to love them from a distance and hope that they turn their life around. Before we go, John, do you got anything else to comment on before we close this out?
No, I just want to say to everybody out, I hope you have a happy and wonderful holiday season. If you're alone and you're not with your family members this year, you know, I pray that, you know, you're doing well and that you can get through it. If it's a tough time for you right now, I pray that you do well. The things we talked about tonight, if you're doing the wrong things, I hope you make the right choices in the future and better yourself. If you don't, that's on you. that's the way you got to be in life. That's the path you want to follow. It's not the right way to be, but regardless of that, it's tough enough out there as it is, everybody, for people right now. People are going through some tough times in their lives. So, you know, let's do the best we can to be the best people we can be. We're all going to fall short at some points. Every one of us, we all do the same. We need to band together and get through tough times right now as a society and not divide. So we're not going to divide and conquer here. It's not going to work out that way. We need to unite and conquer. And that's how it's going to get better. And Christmas is coming up this week. I hope everybody has a wonderful Christmas. I really do. And I hope you have all the things in the world that you want. If you don't, make those changes to get the things that you want. Go out and reach for it and go for it and pick it up and see what you can do. If you got dreams and goals, start making them happen. You can always do it if you put your mind to anything in life. So I hope everybody has a wonderful holidays, and I hope everybody's safe out there. And I hope everybody has somebody or something that can give them some meaning this holiday season and in the future in their lives. So all my best to everybody out there. That's my final message, Chris.
Amen, my friend. And there's more beautiful words than ever been spoken. And with that said, ladies and gentlemen, just like John was saying, it's never too late to turn things around, because God, he's already meeting you halfway. Literally, all you got to do is choose to stick your hand out there. And God, he already did the work by having Jesus be born. He already did the work by Jesus being crucified. And that proved beyond the shadow of a doubt that he was who he claimed to be. So what are you waiting for? You have that opportunity, that golden opportunity. So it's basically like the golden ticket to a wonderful life that God can give you. Don't get me wrong. Things aren't going to be perfect by no means. You're going to struggle. But the fact that you have God backing you up every step of the way, it makes things so much more easier and manageable to deal with. And with that said, before we go, Brother John, what Christmas song do you have for us tonight for the inspired Christmas song of the year, my friend?
I got a great one for you to lead you out tonight, Chris. It's in honor of all the snow that we got up here. It's how you said that your kids would love to see a white Christmas. And my grandfather was born on Christmas Eve. He was born on December 24th, 1919. He passed away in 2012. One of the greatest guys ever. Loved him to death.
A long life.
Very long life. He lived to be 93 years old when he went, and he was just such a wonderful man, old school. He was just a hardworking guy. He wasn't the most lovey-dovey guy every second, but you knew you loved him. And he was such a special guy. But because of all the snow, because your kids wanted a white Christmas, it's because it was my grandfather's favorite Christmas song, and he would always sing it. And I have videos of him singing it that make me smile to this day when I watch him. We're going to take him out with some white Christmas in honor of all those things that I just mentioned. So I'm going to lead him out. I think white Christmas is the way to go to lead us out.
Hell yeah, my friend. That sounds phenomenal. So ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us tonight on Inspired with Christopher. And just straight up, guys, you guys have the opportunity to change your lives for the better. So ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on Inspired with Christopher tonight. And if you'd like, please check out the rest of our wonderful podcast here on Cheap Heat and Cheap Pops, and which is a matter of fact, things that I'm grateful for, because like we're grateful for Jesus, I'm grateful for three people that are partners with us. And that is Mrs. Sunny Salem, that is Mr. Richie Reardon, and that is Mr. Corey Efren Ryan. You guys are phenomenal. Thank you so much for being like within my life and being like within John's life. And I hope and pray that everybody has a safe, blessed, joyous Christmas and New Year's. Thank you.
With every Christmas card I write. Christmas.